Now, the first speaker, I don't need to give you much introduction, to the electoral trades working members in the crowd, they know it, I know it, he's the leader of the ET, the best secretary across the country, the highest wages and conditions, Troy Gray, I'm proud to say a great mate of mine, secretary of 25 years.
You're gonna have to stay with me for a bit. I'm gonna speak a little bit longer than I normally would. What I want to do is take you through the journey, how we got to where we are now, and most of all, where we get our way out of it. Right? Actually, there's no way out of it. There's only a way through it. Before I get into, and I'm also going to respond to some of the things on 60 Minutes. So hang with me. Exactly. Also, I want to dispel a few myths that are out there. First of all, a bit like Earl said, give yourselves a round of applause. Biggest turnout I've seen in 10 years. CFMEU here to stay. A big thanks. A bit like Earl, I've been in the game 38 years, an elected official for 24, a delegate for 9 years before that. And the CFMEU and the Victorian construction industry have been a major part of my life. It's their turn to give us support. When the CFMEU are strong, they raise all boats. It's time to get around the CFMEU. Yeah. Before I get under 60 Minutes, I just want to dispel one of the myths out there that's given me a bit of heartburn. Every time I read some of the articles of the last couple of weeks, this figure for stop and go people, 206,000. 206,000 if you're on the stop and go, that's what you get paid. I'm going to tell you, I live for the day that a stop and go worker gets $206,000. That journo that wrote that, I've got to tell you, I need me tax done this year. You're pretty good at inflating numbers. You can come and do my tax. Let me tell you what the exact rate is. If you are a stop and go worker, those people that you drive past every day that looks after your safety at work, they are on $51.36. Rarely do they get 5 days work. Rarely do they get 12 months work. If they work 5 days a week, if they work for 12 months of the year, it is $96,000. If you've got a couple of extra qualifications, a couple of extra tickets, it's $54 an hour. So you're probably on $110,000 a year if you work 12 months of the year. The reality is it doesn't. The only way that they can get those figures, they must refer to the crossovers where people work 12 hours on night shift and it's double bubble. So you're on $105 an hour, 12 hour shifts. I've got to tell you, it's probably 5 or 6 weeks at that, and then you're back to a day here and a day there. It is absolute rubbish that stop and go people earn $206 a year. And again, if you want to put your hand up here, the person that came up with that figure of 206, you'll be right, I'll look after you. Just put your hand up, we'll go from there. The other thing is, as we go through, just want to talk about the allegations. We can't just ignore it that are in 60 Minutes, right? And it's important because that was the trigger for the administration. I want to go through them one at a time. Derek Christopher, in regards to the house that he was built. Derek Christopher's family go back 3 generations in the Victorian construction industry. That case itself is 6 years old by the federal, triggered by the federal police. Understand the history with the federal police as well. They went after John on blackmail. That never had any legs whatsoever. They tortured him for 3 years with his family and then pulled it out of court because it never had legs. They raided the Canberra office of the CFMEU, gonna take them this, allege that, and then on the steps of court, when they found out that the CFMEU Canberra branch had separate video footage, they pulled that as well, the federal police. The federal police are looking for a union scalp. Derek's case is 6 years old. Now, if you got on a dust up in a pub or something like that, you would be in and out of court within probably 10 months. But why has it been 6 years? And as far as this earthquaking, ground-shattering 60-minute report, it is 6 years old. The Darren Greenfield stuff, I'll be honest with you, I've looked at it, doesn't look overly great to me. But there's a way to sort it out, and that's to be judged and jurored in front of 12 of your peers. That case just hasn't been around for 2 weeks. It is 5 years old, and still the federal police refuse to take it to court. So Derek's doesn't go to court. Darren Greenfield's doesn't go to court. may I suggest that there may not be a case? Is that the reason that they don't take it to court? May that be the case? The other one on there, and I don't know him, I've worked in the construction industry for 39 years, started off in 1986. Some bloke on the 60 Minutes report going, everybody eats. Old mate, everybody eats. Now I've checked him out. I've never heard of his name. I've asked everybody that I know whether they know who this bloke is. No one knows him. He's not connected to anyone in the CFMU. If I was a bet man, I'd say he's probably trying to fleece a boss, but he has no connection back to the CFMU at all. So on the basis of that, we have administration onto the CFMU, which is gutting the CFMU. We will survive it. I'm going to tell you how in a minute. The other one was John dropping a suitcase off. I've got to tell you, big fella, it probably fits into the stupid basket. I've got to tell you, I've got the right to say that. I've known him for 30 years. I love him and he loves me. All right. You know, he's the master standover man in Australia, right? And he rocks up with a suitcase. He's got a set of his pyjamas on, a set of sliders. I cried that night, not on behalf of the union movement. I cried at his fashion. Absolutely rubbish. But anyway, so that is the basis of administration. And one of the key themes of today's rally is, why is there two laws? We had a royal commission into the banking industry. We had a royal commission into the aged care network. We had a royal commission into robo-debt with damning findings. People driven to suicide. Old people in the last weeks of their life left to die in a bed in their own filth. Hundreds of millions of dollars taking off dead peoples by the banks. Was anybody run out of town? Did anybody face jail? Did one boss lose his job? Did anybody go to an administration? No, but on the back of a handful of bullshit allegations that people refused to take to court, now we have the administration of the CFMU. It is outrageous. Can I get that? All right, now the other thing is about natural justice. It is a cornerstone of our democracy that we have due process and natural justice. What that means in short, it's your day in court. Now the CFMU were heading this way. They had a bloke that runs Fair Work, Murray Furlong, a bit of a conservative ideologue, used to run the ABCC. He said, righto, I've seen the 60 Minute report and we're gonna take the CFMU to court. He rocked up at court, 6 weeks had gone. Water under the bridge since the report. I thought, this will be bloody fantastic. Let's have it out in court. Let's get to the actual allegations and the statement of it. Murray Furling rocked up. The judge, I've got to tell you, the judge is no card-carrying unionist. He used to work for the ABCC as well. So he's not on our side of the thing. But Murray Furlong, I'm sitting here going, righto, here we go, here's all the guff on the CFMU. He turned up with nothing. And I'll paraphrase, the judge actually said, old mate Murray, number one, I won't be the judge that hears this case because I'm a bit conflicted because I used to work for the ABCC. But I'm telling you, Murray Furlong, when you come back in front of this court again, you have your act together, you have the substantive evidence, and you have the question that the CFMU needs to answer. From there, Murray went out and put an email on Fair Work website. Listen, if you've got any shit on the ETU, email me, because I've got fuck all. Then the other Murray gets involved. We got Murray what? Not a fan of the Murrays, Earl, at this stage. Murray what looks at that? They forgive the CFMU's ability to have their day in court, and then they're going to be the strong people on the in Canberra. They're going to go down, going to clean out the CFMU, and they jump right over the top. In the most aggressive, overhanded reach that shows a naivety in Canberra and a lack of understanding of the construction industry that I've ever seen. One of the most sickening things that I've seen was that night that the legislation went down. Don't worry about the CFMU being able to have their court in the day. There was Murray Watt and the crossbench and Jackie Lambie had agreed to it and they're fist pumping. Michaela Cash is doing a little dance in Canberra. Murray Watt is fist popping, bumping in there. We've got the CFMU, we've got the CFMU. A couple of 16-year-olds getting drunk for the first time in their life. They're dancing around, and like all 16-year-olds, we've all been there, getting drunk for the first time. The hangover is coming, and that hangover starts today, and it's going to go a couple of years. All right, now, you know how we got here. Bullshit, unsubstantiated allegations, different rule for the corporate world, different rule for the banks to the blue-collar worker. We've been through that before, and we will survive this. In regards to way forward, all right, legal challenges, all right? I'm here to say that won't be a legal challenge. At this stage, there looks like being three or four legal challenges, and there's about five unions that will fund it. Now, we don't go to court to solve our problems, right? And we need to have a look at the legalities of all of this, right? It'll be in the millions, it will get funded. We've got the deepest pockets in town. They're looking at a couple of state challenges and a couple of federal challenges, right? It needs to be put before us that it's a legitimate case. There is no silver bullet. Even if you've got a strong case in court, it would be 6 months to lodge, probably 10 months after that until you get an outcome, and it would be a barrister's fest. But because of the principle of it, my oath, we will be going down that direction at the right time. The other thing is, now we're going to get back to just grassroots organising, doing what you people do the best. Over the next couple of weeks, on behalf of the Building Industry Group of Unions, we will conduct a group BIG delegates meeting. Right? There will be 1,000 delegates there at that meeting. The discussion point at that meeting won't be about administration. It won't be about the weather or the football. It'll be a unanimous resolution from all the building industry unions to get around the CFMEU and have a statewide campaign to get up there, Roots and EBA. Yeah. All right, there's no way, we just need to grit our teeth, right? Grit our teeth, knuckle up, white teeth it. We will get through this together. I've known Johnny for 30 years. The CFMU has looked after the ETU over this time. We're here to return the favour. You've been around over 100 years, and you'll be here for the next 100 years. CFMU here to stay! How's that? Hard one to follow. Now this